The beat goes on despite a rotating ensemble for the Okotoks Bisons. Okotoks, the 1st of January 14, made it 14 games with at least 1 point and extended its winning streak to 7 with a pair of Southern Division triumphs on the weekend to solidify top spot in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. I do think we've had some off nights, but because we have so much depth we might have on off period. But in the games we haven't been at our best still play well enough to win, said Bison's general manager Ryan Rarick. We do have an amazing record, but the injuries we've had this year have been like nothing I've ever seen before in all my years in hockey. There's been games we've had as many as 9 players out, so we've relied on affiliates and they've come in and played really well. Affiliate players made an impact in both weekend victories. Dylan Fries served up a 22-save performance for his 3rd win of the season for Okotoks, with the home team receiving contributions throughout the lineup as Okotoks clipped the High River Flyers 8-3 on November 5 at the Murray Arena. Leading scorer A.J. Belanger scored twice, blue liner Keegan Law and center Austin Obrey each added a goal and 2 assists. Dan Lindemann had a goal and a helper, and affiliate player Isaac Standen notched his 1st goal in the victory. At the other end of the ice, Hunter McInnenly stopped 48 shots in a valiant effort in between the pipes, with Kyle Burritt, Grady Bakken and Alex Aguilar providing the offense for High River. We had 3 affiliates in and you wouldn't know they were affiliates, Rarick added. They played really, really well. High River Flyers goaltender Hunter McInnenly blocks a shot by Okotoks Bison Dan Lindemann at Murray Arena on November 5. Brent Calver, Okotoks today. The Bisons closed the weekend by knocking off the Strathmore Wheatland Kings by a 4-1 count on November 6. Affiliate Dominic Ficasio broke the 1-1 deadlock in the 3rd period for what proved to be the game winner. Kyle Noonan scored a power play goal and Alastair Standen scored twice. Leighton Draper made 14 saves to pick up his league-leading 11th win of the campaign. We've had everyone chip in, Rarick said. We have had a lot of injuries, but we're blessed with a lot of depth, and it's scary to think that I don't know if we've been able to ice a full lineup, just as full of a lineup as we can put in. We've had a really good start to the year and we're almost halfway through the season, and hopefully we can run the table here and get healthy and start to finish play like I know we can. By no means am I unhappy with the record we have, I'm elated, but I know we can be better and we will be. There's another level. Okotoks is on the road this weekend with stops in High River on November 12th and in Lethbridge on November 13th to clash with the Kainai Braves to start the 1st 2 of 5 in a row away from home. The Bisons' next date in Okotoks is November 28th. For more information go to okotoksbisons.com.